Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sean, pull at it. I was nervous there for a minute. First couple notes made me nervous.
No worries.
Great banger, though. Absolute banger.
That song rips.
There were either 125,000 people there last night watching the draft or 250,000. ESPN said
200, it looked packed,
said,
though. I don't
said 250,000. Wow. But I
mean, that is the NFL dunking on the rest of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a night where you're literally picking players who won't play for 5 months.
Right.
And it dominated the sports landscape for months.
Would you go?
No. I would rather be kicked in the nuts.
I don't think I would either. I mean, there's, you know.
What's the upside?
It's the football mecca. I mean,
yeah,
it's, right. but I don't. It was. I mean, there's only I think 278,000 people who live in Green Bay, and everybody. What were the other 20,000 people doing? If there were 250,000 people,
I have no clue. But it was because they kept going over the top. It looked like from a drone, and just a sea of people. It is cool that they. They go to different places now every year.
Yeah.
You know, that is a kind of like, so it is like, you know, a kind of like a guy's getaway or even a gal's getaway. You go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, like a weekend trip to go and be part of the draft, which is totally free, I believe, to be there. And
well, wait till next year.
Is it free?
I think it is. I mean, I have no idea. I trust what you.
I would imagine all those people stand and it's free. Maybe there's like an area where you can pay a little bit more to, you know,
VIP.
VIP section.
Yeah, right.
But there's no way the NFL is just paying for people to stand out there.
No.
But
well,
then again,
they didn't charge. When we went to the Super Bowl last time, they charged for the media night. Now.
Yeah, but then again, it is the NFL, so they could be charging.
Yeah,
I have no
but
idea.
But it is an absolute. I know Shime's lead a couple days ago was like, oh, people like to draft, the draft, the draft. I mean, I sat down, and at one point, I was like, oh, damn, I forgot there's playoff basketball on. That's how, like, you know, caught up into the draft I was in. You know, the prime times. Give the NFL credit for doing and you know, we'll watch it tonight. I mean, I know the Celtics are playing tonight, so I'll kind of probably have to DP it on my TV, but I'll definitely check it.
All right. Is Mel Kiper, can he stay up for the whole thing tonight, or does he have to be
talk about somebody who's made a ton of money for just like I don't want to
well,
say
he created an industry.
Yeah, I don't want to say he just was like, you know what? I've never coached. I've never played. I can just talk about these guys. Yeah. And
he's like Shime.
Right.
All right.
Well, maybe it's the seat, Greg, but I think of Courtney. Maybe I'm becoming her, but what if Mel Kiper gets the bubble guts on draft night? Like his whole year is one night.
Yeah.
Like, what do you does he just not eat? Does he just do, like...
We call that a shack.
Right. Would they have to have a porta-john right next to the stage?
Yeah, they have to really make sure they flush before they get on there.
Well, hello and good morning to those of you who are watching this show today on YouTube or on Twitch. And thank you for that. And I will remind you that this show on Twitch is presented every day by Springer's Jewelers. And you can visit them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, if you are in the market for a diamond or a nice timepiece, nothing better than rewarding yourself with a nice timepiece. Go see him at Springer's, and you can learn more about him when you go to springersjewelers.com. But we have leads left this morning, and Curtis is up next. Hello, Curtis.
Hey, Greg. Today is 9 years sobriety of me for me. April 25th, 2016 was the day I woke up in the ICU at Boston Medical Center. I talk about it annually because I think there are so many stories that are just with horrible endings. You know, we're starting the roadshow season, and it's always a great opportunity to meet the people that give us this chance to do this job, which is the only thing I've ever wanted to do in my life, and I'm privileged to do it with you, Greg, and Wiggy, and Shime, and Courtney, and Jackson, and Ken, and Mike, and everybody here. Every day I live out my dream. And I I just kept going back to the people I meet, and many of the people that meet Wiggy want autographs because he's a superstar, or they want to talk to you, Greg, about the classic rock days or AAF crazy things that we could never get away with today, like the Wachusett Luge event. And I hear from many, many, many people with people suffering in their life from addiction or themselves. And there was just a poignancy this year to the gentleman who called in from Shrewsbury who had just lost his son. And that week, my dad had his quadruple bypass. And sorry.
It's all right. Take your time, brother.
Curtis, if Will Campbell can cry publicly, right. Yes. You can yes. too.
And he got shorter arms than
you're
you
gonna
too.
You're going to make all of us cry.
So anyway, to be there for my dad was, it's just luck. You know, that guy lost his son. And sorry.
Sorry.
Anyway, so very, very, very grateful for this opportunity. And if you were, and if somebody is in your life, please, please, please know that the only thing they need to get through all of this is someone to believe in them. And I'm very grateful that I've had that. And and I'm so sorry for that gentleman, but very grateful to work here. And sorry about that.
That's all right. No, you're an inspiration, brother.
You really are.
Yeah.
You're an incredible inspiration.
It's so hard to overcome that demon that a lot of people can't. You did it.
And you haven't talked about your dad. You talked about it with us, but he's doing great.
Yep. Turn your mic on. That's all right.
He's home and he's doing well, running around. He was with James yesterday, so
enjoy that time with him, brother. Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy it.
He's got a functioning heart for the first time in like 30 years.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Odd that you went out right before his surgery and prepared a new will.
Well, it was if we're going to be honest, it was during surgery. I said, he's awake. Sign
it's
it.
Like, hold on, Dad. Before we do this, let's just make sure we got a few things squared away here. Now I'm getting everything, and my sister's getting, what's that, 1% of nothing?
Curtis is smart also because, you know, there from time to time, there are some listeners who, like all of us, they get frustrated. They get frustrated with Curtis.
Right.
And that lead right there, that is the, like, that's, nobody can say anything bad about you ever again.
Well, at least till noon.
That's a fantastic lead. I mean, unbelievable.
It was either that or a toilet one.
Well, he's got that until he says, you know, great job by Vrabel on this pick. And then I go, well, if Bill would have made this same pick last year, you would have been like, what the hell is Bill
Curtis
doing?
Loves,
another offensive line.
We haven't talked enough about this. Wiggy and I were talking about it this morning before the show. You love this Will Campbell pick. If Bill made it, you would have lost your effing mind.
What the hell is Bill doing?
If Bill took a lineman who's going to, you know, turn himself into a tackle in the first round with the number 4 pick, you would have lost your mind.
Who takes a tackle with 6-inch arms?
That's true.
Come on, Bill.
Then again, I you are both right. And I would also say that I heard last night, did you guys hear Vrabel, or maybe, I don't know who it was, but somebody was like, well, and we also have Cole Strange. I'm like, can we stop talking about Cole Strange? What year is this? Is this his fourth year, Shine?
Yeah, something like that.
I think third it is. Year, it's got to be
a disaster.
His third or his fourth. Yeah. This is Kevin from Quincy. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
What's up?
I didn't know if I was listening to Will Fleming or Curtis there, but in all seriousness, I did want to say, Curtis, your congratulations, and you're an inspiration to more people than you know. I don't want to get into my personal situation, but good job. If not doing it for yourself, do it for James.
I will.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, I'm getting mocked by my friends already.
At
7 a.m. Go away.
For bawling your eyes
out. It's Courtney's cheer. That's what it is.
It is.
I can't believe Rich Keefe, Courtney, and now me, and Will Fleming.
Yeah, that is
unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, at least in this case, I'm not responsible for you crying.
That's right.
I mean, I think it was my fault that Courtney cried.
Beautiful words by a beautiful man.
Oh, so beautiful, Curtis.
Okay.
So beautiful.
Can we please have a crash of the news, boss?
Yeah, that is it.
But, I mean, for those who don't know, because apparently I think we get new listeners every once in a while on the show. I don't pay attention to the ratings. But, how do we do in the
30%? 30%
increase
in the morning.
11% share increase.
Yep. And by far and away, the most time spent listening, which is just the metric they use to judge when people come to the show, how long they stay.
In, the,
In the entire market?
In the entire market.
The most time spent listening to this show.
So we're like a fungus. Oh, once you're here, we grow on you.
That's great.
So thank you for everybody.
This is the winter book.
Right.
How did that relate when it came to the radio station, like in the history of winter books?
It was, I think, the best in like 7 years in the morning.
7 years.
Eight, I don't know the exact numbers. So the morning show is cooking with gas. Okay. Very grateful. And the midday show, everybody's growing. But I got to say, Jones and Keefe, look out.
Yeah.
Those two are on the war path.
What we should do is go back and see if we get a bump from you crying, and then we'll do that on a regular basis.
I can do it on demand.
Hey, listen, you and LB are more alike than you think.
I want to say goodbye. Right.
So if a big, tough guy like LB can, you know, get a little choked up.
Oh, Shine, now you got to give
I'm saying goodbye.
Oh, God.
Where you going?
That's so
good. She's like, wait a second. Where are you going? It's not a bit.
Where are you going? I think LB just left the radio station. Seriously, folks, this is not a joke. He just got up and left. Not doing this for the ratings. 978 Texter. All right. We'll be right back.
So, schedule completely thrown off, but important that it was.
I'm gonna go home.
I'm going to executive order this, and we'll continue with Leeds next.
You got it.
And that will push back Acrobatic and the weekly wrap-up. And that will push back, they said it, probably until 7:45, Sean. But there's a lot to get to when it comes to they said it, including Mike Vrabel on his shiny new left tackle and Will Campbell himself, who looked obscure reference like Nucky Thompson from Boardwalk Empire last night in that suit. I don't know. Did you watch...
Anybody
watch Boardwalk Empire?
No, but it's relatively recent, so I'll give you credit for it. That's a good reference. Right.
None of you watched Boardwalk Empire.
I hear it's good. Not judging.
I'll give it a go.
Wiggy, you would love it.
I've watched Peaky Blinders.
Like
I've watched Peaky Blinders.
You love Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
Boardwalk Empire was a precursor to that, and so much better.
All right, I'm gonna check it out then, because I do love Peaky Blinders, and I'm waiting for the movie to come out for Peaky Blinders.
Yeah. Steve Buscemi was in Boardwalk Empire, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, he was. He played Nucky.
Oh, okay.
So
cool.
He's like an Atlantic City mob boss guy.
I'll check it. That's right in my wheelhouse.
What's the best show you're watching right now?
Right now?
Mobland.
Mobland is good.
Yep.
What's the name of the star of that one?
Tom Hardy.
Oh, I thought it was Paul Mantieri.
No.
I prefer Your Friends and Neighbors on Apple, which
I haven't
got.
You've recommended it. I'll try that this weekend.
What about The Last of Us? Where are you on that?
Well, I recommended that you watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You watched the latest episode of The Last of Us. I think, can we finally talk about that? We probably can.
Yeah.
I mean, we gave it enough time.
Yep.
What did you think?
I liked it. I thought I was gonna be like, because of what happened in it.
Cover your ears if you haven't seen it yet. They killed off Joel.
Yes.
Which was out of the blue. I didn't play the video game.
Neither did
I. You can flex on me if you want. But I didn't know that was coming.
Neither did
I. I was worried about it until I smacked myself in the head and I said, wait a second, I think I can be on board with Abby, this other girl, and her desire to continue to get revenge. I think I can be okay with that.
Yes, and that's the girl who was in the whole first episode with Joel, correct? What's the girl's...
Abby's the one who was a firefly. Who wants revenge.
Well, so she got her revenge, right?
No, she wants more revenge. That's going to be the whole thing.
Okay, so I'm more excited about seeing, I forget the name of Joel and the girl who was in the first. I'm excited to see her revenge tour going after Abby and those people that killed Joel, because that was, you know, they've kind of billed her as this like badass, tough girl. Now I want to see... She's got to go after them, and she said...
You're talking about the other girl, Joel, Emmy.
Is that her name?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
and
yes.
Where she's like, I'm going to kill you. The one who was like basically like Joel's daughter,
right.
And they had the issue.
Once again, we are reminded of the ongoing rule, which is you know nobody's name in anything.
You don't know it either.
Life, television.
I don't know it.
I just pulled Abby out.
Yeah, Abby, but I'm like...
Joel out. You don't know anybody's name anywhere,
Joel.
Ever.
But the other girl is the second lead character from the whole first episode.
You got Ellie. You got Dina.
Oh, you just read it off the Twitch because you had no idea.
There's nobody in Twitch talking about it right now.
So how come when I said the girl, you didn't
Twitch,
go Ellie?
Is anybody in Twitch? No, they're not talking about
so
that.
So it's Ellie, her
I
name
I just
is.
Said L-E-T on the show.
I'm going to cry again.
Yeah, don't cry.
Okay. No, right. It's good,
so
though.
Lead's coming. Rest of the lead's coming. And right now, Shime, filling in for Courtney with what is trending this hour.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The New England Patriots drafted LSU offensive lineman Will Campbell last night in round one of the NFL draft. They hold pick 38 in the second round, pick 69 and 77 in the third round. Those two rounds take place tonight. The big shocker of the night was the Jacksonville Jaguars trading a haul to move up from number 5 to number 2 to select Travis Hunter. The other big story, Shedeur Sanders fell out of the first round last night.
Wow. He plummeted.
What? Yes. Like a brick.
Parachute never opened. No.
Is he going to be taken in the second round? Or is
My guess is Cleveland takes him with one of those two picks they have in the first five.
Or New Orleans, who's sitting there at, what, 7 or something in the second round?
Couldn't this be good for him in a way, like forced humility? Like the guy, as you talked about, Greg, like the guy's walking around with all these, you know, $200,000 cars and jewelry. Like maybe
he's going to have a massive chip on his shoulder now.
I think the issue with him is his father. Like, and it's probably not fair. It's like Bronny and the King, where if you draft him, you have to deal with the old man.
Yeah, but at least Shador's good.
Yeah, Bronny, but there's also, for whatever coach drafts him, there's the threat that if he sucks in 2 years, the coach gets blown out of town and in comes Dion to save the day.
I mean, his father, he screwed him by retiring his jersey, it's like, you know, when you date somebody, you also date the family.
Right.
Like, nobody wants to deal with Deion. If you're running an NFL team, you don't want to deal with that kind of father.
But Shime's right, though. Cleveland might not take him, and we know why New York probably didn't want him, because they all knew that, all right, if I take him and he's not good or I'm not good, they blow me out and they bring in Deion. The same with Cleveland, what's the coach, Stefanski over there?
Yep, correct.
They might blow him out, so he's probably like, I don't want to take Shedeur.
But I have the opposite view, because you know how we always said, where is Deion going to go? Mm-hmm. Doesn't this treatment of Shedeur say the NFL isn't really this fertile ground of teams that want Deion to be their coach? Because if they don't want the quarterback because of his father, why would they want the father to coach their team?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like a lot of, like, we were told, I think it was proven that he and Tom Brady had a great relationship.
Right.
But they weren't in on him.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not, I don't think it's just about the skill level or the potential skill level with him. I think a part of it is the personality and the character.
And I think Shy might be onto something. That a lot. New Orleans is another team. With their coach, right?
Kellen Moore, brand new coach.
Yeah.
If he stinks for 2 years with Shedeur Sanders, out he goes and in comes Deion.
Yeah.
The Celtics are up 2-0 against the Magic in round one of the NBA playoffs. Game 3 in Orlando tonight. Tip-off for that one is at 7. Jason Tatum currently listed as a game-time decision after missing game 2. The Red Sox dropped another one to the Mariners 4-3 yesterday afternoon. Garrett Crochet got the loss, going 5 innings, giving up all 4 runs, but striking out 9 along the way. Sox head to Cleveland to take on the Guardians tonight. First pitch 7:10 with Tanner Houck taking the mound. You can listen to the game right here on WEEI. Brooksy joining Cooper Boardman on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. You can kick things off with Christian Arcand at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Trending Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Can we just give an appreciation for Shime? Till midnight last night, back in today, doing the news, doing everything, and then back in tomorrow with me tomorrow at 9.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
59 degrees in Boston, afternoon high of 75.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Emergency top five greatest music videos of all time. For you old heads.
Ooh.
For the olds who enjoyed those. Those two guys dancing in that video. Anybody else? Wiggy?
Yeah.
Remember that video? Tears for Fears?
Mm-hmm. The bushy hair. Didn't they both have bushy hair?
Right, yes, but just out in the middle of nowhere, out in front of a place, dancing.
My favorite was the Full Monty from Chumbawamba. Is that Tub Thumpers? Or is it Tub Thumpers and Chumbawamba or Chumbawamba Tub Thumpers?
No, the song is Tub Thumper.
By Chumbawamba.
Tub Thumping.
Yeah, yes, that was a great.
That's when music videos were like the end all be all to
right.
Like you went to MTV and you're like, all right, I can't wait to see like Prince's next video.
Right.
Well, with the fourth pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the New England Patriots have selected Will Campbell. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Some disappointment, I think, certainly from some of us and maybe from some of you. So we will talk to you about that all morning long. We push the schedule back a little bit because of Curtis's inspirational lead, which led to tears all over New England.
I'm sorry.
When it comes to his ninth anniversary of sobriety. So now I went to see Dr. Wu yesterday, and now you're encouraging me when it comes to sharing inspirational thoughts.
Yeah, I would love to hear it.
Inspirational thoughts. Do not, whatever you do, if you're like me and you're avoiding going to the dentist, don't do it. I had to go yesterday and get the Novocaine. First of all, I hate the Novocaine. And when they tell you that they're putting the needle in and it's not going to hurt, it might be a pinch. It hurts.
Yeah.
And I don't care. They rub the bubblegum stuff on your gums first. It still hurts. But I had to have this scaling done, which is like they go into the middle of your teeth and remove plaque and crap that's in there. Mm. Do not, like a jackass, I didn't go to the dentist during the pandemic and afterwards. Don't let that happen to you.
I need to go to the dentist, too.
That's my inspirational lead this morning, Curtis.
Thank you, Greg.
That's not my lead, but that's my inspirational
lead.
I got
to take you up on your advice. I ain't been there in a minute.
Yeah.
And Dr. Wu was crying.
I was near tears because I am terrified of the dentist.
Yeah.
All right. We have leads left, including one from Wiggy. Mm-hmm. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I'm going to pivot real quick with my lead because there was a little bit of a miscommunication on the audio on my part. So here's what I will say. Courtney, enjoy your time down in Florida, because when you get back, I want my $200 real quick, because it looks like Aaron Rodgers to the Pittsburgh Steelers is probably pretty good. The Pittsburgh Steelers don't have a pick in the second round,
yeah,
so they're probably not on the Shedeur Sanders train.
I was anticipating that they were going to take Shedeur Sanders.
Like a lot of us were. I think even,
I think Shedeur was hoping that they would.
Mel Kiper thought it was.
I think whoever was at the house and waiting to bring the food out into the empty custom draft set at Shedeur's house was hoping that the Steelers were going to take Shedeur Sanders.
And I think, Shime, you even had him going to 21 in Pittsburgh, right?
I had originally Shedeur going 9 to New Orleans.
Oh, okay. And so when I saw Pittsburgh, and then I saw them all smiles, and then they went, not Pittsburgh, but then they didn't take he didn't go to Pittsburgh. And I was like, oh, wait a second, what's going on here? And then the Giants trade back in. I'm like, oh, this is where the Giants take Shedeur. And then there's all smiles at the Dodd household in Utah. I'm like, oh, man, they're going with Dodd on this one. But anyways, the Pittsburgh Steelers, it probably, if they are going to take a quarterback, it won't be till round 3, pick 83. Shedeur will be gone. Milroe will probably be gone. So you'll be kind of going to whoever the fifth best quarterback at the time is, whether that's, I don't know, Quinn Ewers or what's the kid from Will Howard from Penn State. And so if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Will Howard sucks. I watch Penn State. He sucks.
So if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, it looks like they are going to go all in on the Aaron Rodgers train, because once they didn't take a quarterback, that's when I knew, all right, I can secure my $200, and I'd like those Courtney and all ones when you get back from Florida.
401 text from Rhode Island, where we will be for a road show sooner than later. Road show season begins a week from today in Springfield, and the text reads, listening late on the app, Greg, your take on Shedeur Sanders is idiotic. I don't know which portion you're referring to. I will assume you, if you want to elaborate, please elaborate as you listen late on the Odyssey app. And many people do that. They don't start they start listening to the 6 a.m. part of the show at 7 or 7:30 or 8 or 9. And that's the great thing about the app. But I'm assuming that it is you're referring to me talking about the fact that the dude owns, you know, 12 Lamborghinis and Rolls Royces and is. Has created a giant custom branded draft room for himself and is walking around in $150,000 diamond necklace. And so, therefore, teams might be wary of signing him. I'm sorry.
I don't really buy that.
You don't buy that?
No, I buy more Shimes thing because everybody, you know.
Did Tom Brady, was he wearing any kind of $150,000 piece of jewelry?
He was a 6th-round pick, believe me. If he was probably top 10.
How did that end up?
No, if he was probably
top 10,
he might be, and in this era, he might have been wearing a bunch of jewelry.
Yeah, Joe Burrow was probably wearing a bunch of crazy stuff when he was taken overall, and he's awesome.
Cam Ward wasn't.
Oh, that's one guy. Jackson Dart was wearing a nice piece.
I mean, Tom Brady ran the 40 like he had thousands of dollars worth of jewelry on him.
I think it's more of what Shime is saying, that maybe some of those teams that needed quarterbacks, Cleveland, the Giants, New Orleans, where some of those coaches and front office people were like, well, if Shador's not good, they're going to blame us and bring Dion in.
Greg, I heard this right up your alley. Brand X had brought my attention to a tweet from Jay Glazer where he talked about meeting with teams pre-draft, getting their understanding about who they like, who they don't like, all that type of stuff. And he noted a category has been added regarding how teams view players that had not been talked about before, which is teams have taken players off the board for, quote, doesn't love football, unquote. This was the first year it was prevalent. I asked around why that is and thought football and why they thought it was, and they say NIL money has impacted the way in which some NFL teams scout and that guys that have gotten a lot of money, already gotten a lot of praise, adulation, all of that, may not be the right person for their organization because they don't have that same drive to pursue greatness in the NFL.
They don't feel like they're playing in the NFL to earn their money. They already have been given millions and millions of dollars.
But that's every player, though. Jackson Dotson's
every
saying,
player.
What do you mean?
It's not Will Campbell. How much do you think Will Campbell got?
I bet you Will Campbell probably got about $700,000 to $800,000 to play at LSU.
Yeah,
don't think LSU and is it Brian Kelly was spending money? And at the love of football thing, I get what you're saying, but then I would kind of refute it. Is that how you say? Is it refute?
Yes.
Is that the right way to say it?
Nailed it.
Is Tetteroa and McMillan, there's a video of him going, I don't watch any film. I don't watch no film. And he went number 9 to Carolina.
But wouldn't you say that's different at the quarterback spot?
No, but Shedeur, in the world of football, that he watches a lot of film, he has a good IQ. One of the things that Shedeur Sanders, they said he has a good handle on, is going through his progressions, getting the ball out of his hand quickly, and his accuracy. Because his accuracy is ridiculous, like, you know, in college terms, we're talking about over 70%. It's just weird that he went from, whether you want to say he was top 5, top 10, top 15, or even top 20 to completely out of the first round.
Maybe they should have waited on retiring the jersey. You think?
I would agree too soon on that? I would agree.
Okay.
Dion doesn't help him
Dion
sense.
Dion kills him.
regardless of what his talent is, it's unfortunate his father being involved in the whole process and the way he's treated him. Like his dad, we've all seen this in youth sports.
Mm-hmm.
His dad basically went to be a head coach in college football so he could start his kid. We've all seen that kind
of coach. But he did good, though.
We've all seen that kind of
coach. That's what my dad did Little League.
But yeah. He's turned the program. It's one thing to play daddy ball and your kid's not good. The thing you could say about Deion is he was able to turn two college programs around.
NFL teams don't seem to think that.
Well, I think it's more because when Deion said, oh, we might be a package deal, that's where I think some of the GMs and coaches were like, well, I don't want
to. Or to Greg's credit, Wiggy, is it more so that teams see Deion as the one who's having success and not Shadur, and that Deion can actually build a culture and build an organization, whereas Shadur may not necessarily actually be any good.
Well, what we learned last night is the NFL thinks Travis Hunter had a lot more to do with Shadur's success than Shadur did with him.
Right. Also true. Right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Can I get to my lead?
Sure can.
Oh, holy smoking Toledo.
It's a busy day today, Greg.
I understand. So real quick, Curtis brought up our competitor, the Sports Hub. They have the luxury of interviewing Joe Mazzulla because they pay for the broadcast rights, and so Joe Mazzulla doesn't go on any other radio stations. Excellent question, though, asked of Joe Mazzulla when he was on yesterday with regard to why he told Jason Tatum to get up. And we've talked a lot about that on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought you might enjoy hearing, with Game 3 looming this evening, what Joe Mazzulla said when asked why he was telling Jason Tatum to get up.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's just love. The love of the relationship that we have, the understanding of the moment, understanding of our environment, and just grateful, you know, the relationship that we have, the relationship we have with our players, knowing that so we can push each other. And he pushes me, try to push him. We try to do that for each other.
Okay.
Okay. So he was trying to push Jason Tatum.
Okay.
Oof. Oof. What? Right. You don't like that answer?
No.
You don't think that's what Joe Mazzulla should be doing, too? I like it.
He pushed himself. He stayed in the game. I don't.
Yeah, I don't really get that element.
If Jason Tatum today woke up and called Chisholm, Wick, Mr. Hale, whatever, and said, I want Mazzulla gone, he'd be gone right. In 2 seconds.
See, I like that he's trying to hold him accountable. I like
that. But that's not holding somebody accountable. He's saying I'm pushing him. Like, in what way are you pushing him? Because he did stay in the game.
He was pushing him to get up and to stop writhing on the floor like cut your leg off.
But he's in pain. I could see if you're pushing him to get back in the game. He goes back in the game. He misses two free throws. Then he hits a three-pointer. He plays the rest of the game. So, like, I don't really get
it. Joe Mazzulla missed a pair of games as a basketball coach because he got hurt in a pickup basketball game on his eye.
And, you know, I love Jiu-Jitsu Joe. I just don't see, like, I don't get when you go, you're pushing him. You're not, like, pushing him. I get if you want to say, you know, this is the mind games that we play. You know, we don't want to show weakness to our opponent, that type of thing.
But that shows weakness if your coach has to tell you to get up.
Yeah, I just don't get this one, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just shocked that he said that again. Heat of the moment, just really wanted him to be okay. I don't know why that was taken that way.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, I'm pushing him.
No, because it's an important thing to him. Like,
which is concerning also for how they view Tatum. Yeah. If they think that he needs to be pushed in that way in the playoffs.
Yeah, especially somebody who hasn't missed the game. You know, why would you, like, I don't get the pushing him to get up.
Okay.
That is wild. He is being treated so unfairly. It is so crazy.
Either you feel like he's being treated unfairly.
Or you think Mazzulla's right.
And you don't like flopping. And maybe Joe Mazzulla doesn't like flopping. And I don't know. All right. Well, anyway, those are our leads. Finally, really late today, but it's the day after the draft. Shime, we're going to have to get to the weekly wrap-up with an R next. Is that okay?
I love that. Let's do that. And then you want to do They Said It at the top of the hour? Do you want to start squeezing
we'll start
they said it?
We can get both in.
All right, let's do it.
Our guy, Acrobatic, pure talent, every week for us, wraps the week when it comes to sports.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get to that next, and then we'll get to They Said It after that.
Playoffs time is now. The champs are here. Your time is up once the fans in the stands appear. And they dripping with their Pritch Please fandom gear. Repping for the NBA Sixth Man of the Year. My man Millie sitting courtside rocking the A's hat. He on tour so much he done forgot where he stays at. Hold up, my memory's failing me. What was supposed to stop the seas? Was it Tatum's wrist or Jalen's knee? Game one, the Magic I smoked on 420. Game two, without JT, Brown was money. These injuries are something we could do without, though. Game three, Tatum's already listed as doubtful. That'll be his first missed playoff appearance. Maybe with a few days off, he'll get his clearance. And blood on the parquet's real rare. The Magic had Porzingis looking like he got hit with a steel chair. They still struggle to spoil the connect of the Celtics' hustle and their loyalty and their respect. So now we're about to see games three and four of a hopefully first round sweep down in Florida. I like the Sox this year, they're never giving up. I guess for now they're lucky that the whole division sucks. I know it's early, but should it be scaring us that our ace pitchers getting tagged by the Mariners? We saw the Bruins season ending in crisis, lifeless, and now they want to raise ticket prices. But when I think of how this past season just went, I think the Bruins brass need an attitude adjustment. With the fourth pick, the Pats select Campbell. Maybe now the pass game won't be such a gamble. Offensive lineman from LSU. If you don't like the pick, then STFU. Stone Cold hit a fan with an ATV at Mania. Then down to six pack in the ring to make it zanier. And that's the bottom line, cause Axe said so. W-E-E-I, you can't see these guys. Turn it up!
Man, I don't know how he does it.
Talent, man.
That is acrobatic.
Excellent.
Weekly wrap-up with an R.
The Cena bed was such a good touch.
Yeah. He's right about Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown was money in the absence of Jason Tatum. And I think Jaylen Brown kind of likes being money, I think.
You know what the great thing of all the success recently in the last two decades is that your teams are very highly documented. There's every story, every storyline is sort of evaluated and researched and reported on. And I feel like almost everyone that we think is a big deal, fans say is not, and it always ends up being a bigger deal than we even thought it was, whether it was Bill and Tom or Alex and Bill or the Red Sox and the front office or Theo and Tito and Larry Lucchino, all that. Jaylen and Jason, I think, are fine together.
Yep.
But Jaylen Brown in game two was a different person. He was breathing a sigh. It was his team on his back. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he likes Joe Mazzulla. I'm sure he loves the Celtics. I'm sure he's happy here, all of that. But you can't tell me that he doesn't enjoy this challenge and that if given his opportunity, he would be the number one on another team, not be the second best player on the Celtics.
Yeah, we've been down this road so many times. And I think that's the nature of athletes. And I get it. To some extent, like every athlete wants to be the guy, and especially in basketball, it's one ball, and usually everybody wants to be the Batman, right? No one really wants to be the Robin, and sometimes when you're the Robin, it's like I'm always in this guy's shadow, but you always feel like, oh, I could be a Batman. It happened with Scottie Pippen and Jordan. It happened with Shaq and Kobe. It just like happens when you have two great players, and it's hard for one of them guys to buy into that role.
Well, Jason Tatum remains doubtful again for this evening, and Drew Holiday is questionable for this evening.
What happened to Drew Holiday?
I don't know what they're saying it is or not saying it is, but I mean there's like 10 different terms for what whether an NBA player might play or not. There's doubtful, there's questionable, there's wistful,
there's hopeful.
When
did they start doing that? Was that last year?
Like,
that used to only be NFL based.
I don't mind Tatum not playing again. I would sit him again. It's like the regular season. If he missed two games, we wouldn't have an issue. Sit him again, and then you see how he's feeling on Sunday, and if he's good to go Sunday, you get him back.
Acrobatic also nailed it with the line, our ace is losing to the Mariners, which is of some concern.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't want to say anything
I'll take the blame for that one, if I'm being honest. I went to the last two games, and they've lost both of them, so maybe it's just me. I'll stay away from Fenway Park for a little
bit. You and Wiggy were both there yesterday.
Yeah, so I could have been the jinx, too.
What a great day for baseball.
Oh, yeah. Such a beautiful day.
Crochet didn't really have his stuff, though.
Nah, and when they were hitting them, they were hitting them hard. But then again, if it wasn't for Bregman, you threw seven innings, you had three hits, and he had two of them. Story, I believe, had the other one. It seems like they need to get on the torpedo bats or something.
Yeah, one thing was weird. Did you see Ken sitting by himself listening to the game, keeping score in the suite? It's have a little fun. Let yourself go.
Curtis, Ken literally looked at me and he goes, Sham, that'd be an F7.
I love also that we talk about it all the time, but the dichotomy of opinion when it comes to what we do on this radio show is extraordinary. It
really is.
Like the 207 text that's from Maine. Every week, acrobatic is incredible. And then the 508 text, fantastic. What is this, KISS 108? I think rap is here to stay.
Yeah.
Sir.
It's the number one genre in music right now. No, it is.
It's not the number one genre.
It is. It is. Google, classic. All you got to do is Google. They did
ask Curtis. He goes to a lot of radio programming insider things. Classic rock remains.
They did a Google search.
Classic rock remains the number one most popular.
No, it's not. Greg, Billboard did it. Billboard did a study on it.
Greg, I hate to go against you and side with Wiggy here, but number one genre music, quick Google, number one, hip hop and rap.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, not for that 508 texter.
Well, no, not for everybody. Rap. Yeah, I don't like country, but that doesn't mean it's not a good genre of music. Right. That's just one person's opinion. I'm talking about when these big corporations like Billboard do studies. And it's overwhelmingly showing that hip-hop and rap is the top genre of music.
My favorite thing about Greg reading tweets about generational stuff is taking his glasses off and getting
text messages. I have to get close. 860 text. This is why y'all ratings going down.
Yeah. Oh, actually, going up.
Are they going down or up?
Yeah.
I can't tell.
Winter ratings, they were a 5. Then they were a 5.7. Yeah. Then they were an 8.6. And then they were an 11.
We just had an 11.
11.
An 11 share in the winter book.
And that is when we have zero games of any kind on the station. Yeah. And the other place says 600.
I don't use the y'all.
He did throw the y'all in.
Yeah.
Chime does a lot of y'all.
Yeah.
That texter's probably just a guy looking for hazards. Yes.
All right. So we're going to have to take a quick break. But we're going to get to They Said It next. I promise. And we will hear what Mike Vrabel said. About his shiny new left tackle. Wiggy is not happy when it comes to the draft last night. So, and we'll also hear from Will Campbell as a part of what they said yesterday in sports next.